Mic check. Mic check 1, 2. Yo, yo, yo. Hey, yo, turn my headphones up. Hey, hey, engineer, turn my headphones up. Wait, I don't have any headphones on.
You are listening to the Tableau Podcast.
Hi, guys. This is Tableau. Obviously, I'm a rapper.
What you just heard there.
You know, when you guys hear like hip-hop songs, like, you know how at the beginning, like right before the rapper gets into the verse, they say something sometimes?
Like their signature?
Yeah, like as the, like while the beat's rocking, like they're like, Jason, sometimes they'll have a signature, but sometimes they'll be like, yo, yo, you know, like yo, before the lead into the rap.
It's like going into a jump rope.
It's amazing to see the evolution of it, because if you look at like old school hip hop, they just go like, they're just like, oh, yo, yo, right?
Yeah.
Like first it was the like most used one is just yo or ayo. And then somebody was like, oh, I'm not going to just do ayo like or yo like everyone else. So they started doing like, right? And then Jay-Z's like, I'm not going to do, it's just like everyone else. And he's like, show boy, right? And then they start getting creative with it. And they're like, yo, turn my headphones up. I need more snares. Like, they're literally having a conversation with their employee.
It's mise-en-scène.
And we get
it's
to hear it.
Mise-en-scène.
And now it's gotten to the point where they're like, just,
right? Like, wait, I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? Like, because you gotta constantly be creative with it. And I don't know what I do all the time. I don't have like a signature thing. I actually did at some point. I consciously decided to have like a signature sound.
Yeah.
But I decided that it's kind of corny. Oh, it was
call
bad.
Him out.
No, I had one where I was gonna. So at one point, I was gonna call myself, well, Supreme T. This was like when I was really young.
Oh, anyways, was Supreme a thing?
No, like Supreme T. It's because Two Cuts started calling himself Street T.
Like a chai.
And I'm like, if you're going to be Street T, then I should be something like that too. So I'll be Supreme T. And so there are a couple songs where I'm like, Supreme T. And then I rap. And I realized very quickly that that's corny. Because you know my personality. Like I can't stand acting cool.
Mm.
Like that's just not me. So yeah. I'm like, I gotta stop doing that. I regret having put that out.
I watched some of your old performances last night out of nowhere.
Why?
Because I was looking for something.
Like how old?
Like I think I saw one from 2005.
Yo, stop. Stop that shit. Like
it
immediately.
It was like some music bank type
Turn
of thing.
Turn it off. Just stop talking.
Fascinating.
Stop watching it and stop talking.
I watched a music video for Fly for the first time.
Just stop.
Why? That one seems like you guys worked really hard on.
That was our big success. That was our big hit.
No, I know. That's why I watched the music video.
Yeah, I worked hard on it because like…
You really got into character.
I was literally in the middle of the street and it was hot as hell.
Yeah.
Okay, and we had like a helicopter up there and stuff. And like it was just not… a very pleasant experience.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out that chase scene in my head.
Oh, like, dude. I just… My company wanted me to become like an actor. Because at that point, I was like in a sitcom and I was…
And you were on…
Well, Marcus I was actually getting… I was getting a lot of screenplays at the time. A lot of directors wanted to work with me. But I decided very quickly that… Like I'd rather stick to music.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I didn't want to be the what do you call it? Like the multi-hyphenate.
Jamie Foxx.
I didn't want to do it half-assed, and I felt like everyone was like they were casting me in lead roles in like legit ass films that actually did really well.
Okay.
But I don't want to name them because that's sort of you know not fair for the actual actor that did it.
Yes.
But, it felt like they were casting me because I was famous. That's what it felt like.
Mm, not on like merit.
Yeah. And when the directors would call, I would just… I would straight up ask them. I would ask them like, have you really seen me act? Like, have you seen me in anything substantial for you to want me to lead a film? Like, wouldn't it be better to get a person that has dedicated their, you know, lives to… like somebody that has dedicated their life to mm-hmm. acting. Because I've dedicated mine to music at this point.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure like I want to take someone's spot. I literally said that. And yeah.
They were like, just say no.
they're like,
this is like 40 like, minutes into a quick coffee meeting. Like, just say no.
50, no, it's like a 50. So I finished saying this yeah. in like the dopest way.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, so are you going to do it? Or like, I didn't get what you… I lost you at like, hello. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyways. Today, I want to talk about like what you do when you feel like shit. Remember I did this back in the day?
Yeah, those old Disney
songs. Mm-hmm. I said like, when you feel like shit, you should listen to Disney songs.
Yeah.
You know how many people that helped?
Handful, at least.
Oh yeah, I'm asking because I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like, know either.
Do you guys know? Are you listening right now? Do you know how many people it helped?
Please submit to our Google survey.
Apparently, it helped a lot of people.
Yeah.
And people actually did it and it worked because I got a lot of feedback. And I'm glad it helped. So I'm going to share some things that I do when I feel like shit. Another thing that I do other than listen to Disney princess songs. I read quotes. Boom.
In what…
So okay, underwhelming, huh?
No, I…
So underwhelming.
No, because I immediately think of like… Southern Belle like dorm rooms for like these like college girls who have like… Was it Love Eat Pray?
Oh,
on the wall.
Like Carpe Diem.
Yeah, stuff like that. You know, in those like calligraphy… things.
Here's one thing. I don't like shitty quotes.
Oh.
Honestly. Like I don't… I'm not down with like the…
C'est la vie.
I'm not down with the quotes that are just like totally intended to make you feel better. Those quotes don't help me. The quotes that help me are specifically like Einstein quotes. Oscar Wilde.
Mm.
Tupac. And Bruce Lee.
Okay.
Like literally, I'll feel like shit one day. I'll feel like nothing is going right or that, you know, I want to go back to bed. I don't want to meet anyone. I don't want to do anything. I'm worthless. I suck at everything. I'm a piece of shit.
I'm sorry. I spaced out because I just thought that this could be like some Avengers movie. Like Oscar Wilde, Tupac, Einstein and Bruce Lee in a movie together.
Let me list all the things that I think when I feel like shit first. Okay. I'm like… I don't want to step out the door. I don't want to go to work. Because everyone there is going to think I'm a hack. I'm just… That I'm… Everything I do is… cliched and just crappy, okay, and derivative. I have no original thoughts. I'm ugly. I look at my face, I'm like, why is my face this way? Right? I'm like, God, did you like run out of time? Was I the one you made right before your lunch break and you were really hungry? I'm like, the stork. Even the stork didn't want to carry me. Just looking at my ugly face.
You're like the last three Ritz crackers in the tube.
I feel like one foot is way bigger than my other foot. Okay? And then I put something on. And I look at myself and I'm like, okay, every article of clothing I have on right now individually looks fine. Great brands. Great designs. But on me, they look like crap. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No one can help me.
Believable. All this believable.
And I'm just like a piece of shit. Okay. Worthless.
Okay.
And when I feel this way, I will either listen to a Disney Princess song immediately, or I will search some quotes. For example, so if you search Einstein quotes, insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Oh, yeah.
Let me first of all tell you, a lot of quotes that are attributed to a specific like famous person, sometimes the quotes aren't really from them. So there's this site that tells you like if this quote was really by that guy. But for today, we're not going to care about that. Okay? Because if you need these quotes, you feel like you don't really care where the quote came from. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, right? But is it really insanity though? I mean, to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. The reason why this quote comes up is like, it's usually the quote that someone says to someone when like, they're like, you know, my life is headed nowhere. Like, you know, I don't feel like I'm getting what I deserve. And someone's like, well, you haven't done anything differently for like the last 5 years. Mm. You've just gone to work. You haven't tried to do like break out of that loop. And you're doing the same thing over and over again. If you expect a different result one day, like a miracle one day, that's insanity, right? And they'll throw out this quote. But I mean, isn't it science to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result?
Yeah. It's that quote is excluding the reality. Oh my God.
Are you okay?
Sorry, I think I just went through puberty. I think.
Okay. Congratulations.
Finally. It's excluding the reality of probability.
Yes.
So like, you know, you flip a coin over and over, it won't result in the same thing, but you are doing the same thing over and over.
See, but I don't know. I immediately gave out a quote that's supposed to help me and then I dissed it.
Yeah.
But okay. So this quote can help me because I'll be like, wait, so I got to break out of whatever I'm doing that is the same from yesterday. You know, I need to, instead of going straight to work today, maybe I should take a detour and walk through a park, you know? And also this quote, two things are infinite, the universe and human stupidity. And I'm not sure about the universe. See, this helps me because a lot of the times you feel like shit. It's because of someone else. It's because of people. And specifically stupid people. Right?
Yeah.
And when you get a quote like this from Einstein, like who's gonna argue with Einstein? He's got a right to talk about stupidity. This is actually my favorite quote. And I don't know why, but it makes me feel better. Everyone is a genius. But if you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree,
oh, yeah,
it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid.
Yes.
Actually, if you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree, it won't live its whole life believing that it is stupid.
It'll die.
Yeah, it'll just die. Or like… or it'll live its whole life believing that it is a monkey.
And now right? You have this weird…
Or a sloth.
Trained fish that acts like a monkey, which actually is pretty cool.
It'd be funny if the fish actually successfully climbed the tree.
Yeah.
On its like 8,764th try.
Oh.
And Einstein's like, oh my God, my mind… is blown.
Or he just went insane from watching a fish flop against a tree.
Hallucinates.
Yeah, he hallucinates.
Do you know that Einstein, like in the later days of his life, so he wanted to smoke. like cigarettes, right? But his wife wouldn't let him. And so he got this journalist that interviewed him. I'm not sure if I'm getting the details right, but I'm pretty sure this happened. He asked this journalist that interviewed him to send a carton of cigarettes to the next, to the house next door, because apparently it was empty or something. And Einstein would sneak out and get the cigarettes and smoke it and then come in like some high school kid.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought that was so endearing.
Oh, really?
Isn't that…
I feel like not smart. You can… That cigarette smoke stays on you.
I know, but like…
They didn't have Febreze.
Even
like
Einstein…
Yeah.
Even Einstein. Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
Like just wanted a cigarette so bad.
Yeah.
Just wanted to do something that his wife wouldn't approve.
Yeah.
So bad. And the only thing he could think of is having it sent next door.
Yeah.
You know? Even Einstein. Isn't that awesome?
I really don't understand that at all either. Can he just go to the store?
No, dude. I told you.
Wait, why can't he go to the store?
So if he's gonna go to the store, see, you haven't been married.
Wait, I really don't understand. What is… So she's gonna question you going to a store, but not question you going into a house.
Yo, check
next
this out.
Store.
No, check this out. So Albert.
Yeah.
Einstein here.
Birdie.
He's like, yo, I'm gonna go to the store for a second. Okay. Here are the responses he can get. Oh, you're gonna go and try to buy some cigarettes. No, I'm not. Then why would you go to the store? I just need a drink. Like I need a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I'll go get it for you. We okay. have plenty of beverages in the fridge. And he's like, but there's something I forgot. Like I want to get a bag of chips. We have plenty of chips in the cupboard. Okay. How is Einstein gonna get out of this? Okay, but if the carton of cigarettes is delivered next door, he can just be like, I'm going to go out into the lawn and get some air. His wife's not going to be like, we have plenty of air.
I don't know. She sounds intense.
We have plenty of air in the shelf.
Yeah.
Or in the attic. That's not going to happen. So he goes out and then just… Kind of
she
like
sees him kind of straight up just beeline
side
into
shuffles,
a house.
Side shuffles over to the next door house.
Yeah.
Picks it up, smokes it behind a bush. Okay. Tries to get like, and then puts the cigarette, like uses chopsticks
as
the cigarette so that the smell doesn't get on his fingers.
Okay.
Smokes the cigarette. Okay. Comes back. Rubs his face against like the lawn, like the grass or something or flowers or something. I don't know. Okay.
Like
airs the
up.
Hell out of his shirt.
Yeah.
Comes in and she won't suspect a thing.
She won't suspect a thing.
Is what Einstein thinks. Of course she suspects it.
Yeah.
But this is what's going on in Einstein's mind.
Okay.
Okay. Like, do you get it here? No. It's not the fact that he's going to get off like scot-free.
Okay.
The issue here is that even Einstein thinks that he'll get away with this.
Okay.
Because he just wants to do something a little deviant. Okay?
What?
Even Einstein.
Yeah.
See, and that's why this quote makes me feel better. Because I'm like, dude, even Einstein was dealing with like people like shitting on him.
His wife? even
Einstein. Why can't I pronounce his name?
Einstein.
What is it?
Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. So even Einstein is like trying to just, you know, go behind a bush and smoke a cigarette. And when I hear that, when I know that, it makes me feel better.
Yeah.
This guy who was like sledding through space in his mind. Okay, who was like figuring out theories that some maybe weren't even meant to be figured out.
Yeah.
This brilliant mind is behind some bush. Like
it's like a shaking hand.
Yeah, on the front lawn of
doing an someone Asian
else's,
squat.
Someone else's house doing that squat with chopsticks and holding the cigarette and trying to get the cigarette's like smell away from him.
Yeah.
You know, rubbing his face up against a dandelion or something. Yeah. I don't know. You know? Yeah. And it makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Okay. So here, we're going to go look at some more quotes. I really like Oscar Wilde quotes.
Yeah.
This guy is the master of quotes. Like this guy somehow knew that Wikipedia is going to exist. He also knew that Google was going to exist and people are going to search quotes. He also knew that Pinterest is going to exist. Because this guy's like, this guy was spitting shit that is perfect for Pinterest.
Yeah.
Look at this. Be yourself. Everyone else is taken. Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken.
Yeah, every drama school nerd at your high school probably was.
How did
obsessed.
This guy know? How did Oscar? It's wild that Oscar Wilde knew
Oscar Mayer
that Pinterest Mayer. Is going to happen. Because this is like perfect. He was making Instagram captions before Drake.
Whoa.
Okay. We're all… Oh, I love this one. We are all in the gutter. But some of us are looking at the stars. I love this quote.
Okay.
We all have our backs against the ground or wall. But some of us… from that gutter are looking at the stars.
Mm.
You know? And and quotes like this, like it's not like I'm like hearing the quote or reading the quote and I'm like, oh, I don't do that. Like I'm not a cynic about these quotes. I'll hear the quote and I'll remind myself that yeah, at one point I was looking at the stars.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm looking at like
your fellow gutter friends.
Well, I'm looking at the bills.
Oh.
And I'm becoming comfortable being in the gutter. You know, it's too much work to get myself out of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so bad in here. Okay, here's another thing. To live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people exist. That is all. I've thought that. I've thought this many, many times.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
What era of time was Oscar Wilde? Late 1800s or something?
I don't know, but clearly he was time traveling, dude.
he saw what Drake was doing. He's like, nah.
But some of his quotes…
Yeah?
Like, I can't vibe with.
Oh, okay.
Like, this guy… If this guy was time traveling, he… clearly wasn't time traveling enough. Look at this. A man's face is his autobiography. A woman's face is her work of fiction. Clearly.
Oh.
Clearly this guy did not travel to modern times.
Yeah.
Because… Dude, we all use those filters.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not using them right now. I have like a zit under my nose right now. Like, but anyways, we all use those filters and even guys, you know, like pluck like, their eyebrows.
Or they'll grow a beard to give themselves a jawline. Yeah.
But, and you look at Oscar Wilde's picture and he should not be talking. Okay. Because look at this guy.
No, I saw the photo.
Look at his hair.
I saw the photo.
Hairstyle.
I saw the photo.
And he's telling me…
He got that e-boy hair.
He's telling me that his face is his autobiography. Come on. That his hair is not a work of fiction. Come on, dude.
The tough curls.
Oh, I love this quote though. Always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them so much.
Yeah, I like petty stuff like that.
Yeah. And this guy is like the master of petty.
Yeah.
Keep in mind that the people that I'm quoting right now, it's not like, you know, it's less that I'm a fan of them. But I'm just taking their words and trying to apply it to something in my life to, you know, to make it move forward. You know, because I disagree with a lot of things that some of these people have done or said. Mm-hmm. But this quote sums it up. Every saint has a past. You've heard this, right? Every saint has a past and every sinner has a future.
No.
Okay.
Is that Oscar Wilde?
Yeah. Oh. I really like this quote.
That's a good one.
Because it's true. You know? I think I spoke about this at some point, but like, you know, I am suspicious of saints. And I am very, very uncomfortable when I'm described as one. Right?
Yeah.
And there are instances when that happens. Like, everyone has an instance where like they'll do something good. Because they meant it or they wanted to. And then because of that one good deed, someone will be very quick to say you're a saint or like you're an angel or you're a good person.
You're like pure.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm very uncomfortable when I get a compliment like that because I'm human. And there is no way anyone can live up to that. Right? And it's unnatural for anybody to be a hero. And also, every sinner, I believe, should have a future. What that future will be, I don't know. And that future will be determined by the efforts of that sinner. I'm not saying that all sins should be forgotten or forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
There are definitely sins that should not be forgiven.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean, right?
Yes, I do. Do you like, I really like Winston Churchill quotes. And I like,
Okay.
I like…
Awkward.
Ew. That's awkward. Freaking sixth grader. Because he was…
Yikes.
He was so snarky.
Give me some, Ben. This is kind of fun being a sixth grader.
Oh my god.
Awkward.
Well, a female member of parliament and Winston Churchill were known to like really just not like each other. Like they never got along.
Well, Winston Churchill disliked a lot of people.
When a lot of people disliked him. Yeah. Well, and she was very much one of them. And she told him one time, if I were your wife, I would poison your coffee. And then he immediately went, and if I were your husband, I would drink it. I was like,
oh.
Damn. I love that quote so much.
I actually came up with a different comeback like the minute you set it up, though.
Okay, go for it.
No, it's too built up. I'm gonna let you down. I'm gonna let you guys all down.
Oh, okay, we'll wait till time has passed. Because and then
good thing I drink tea.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
Someone else who,
awkward. Yikes.
Ew. You remember when people did awkward turtle or whatever it was?
Yeah, oh my
or
god, like, dude.
Or what was it? Awkward giraffe or something like that. Remember when we as a society somehow said that was okay?
Oh my god, I hated that.
I like still know people.
Give me one more. Okay, tell me about the people you know. Tell me that still do that.
Yeah, they don't do awkward turtle, but they'll do stuff like, well, that was awkward.
Yeah, I hate it.
And I wanna. I've never clenched a fist so quick.
Yeah.
Just like… just
awkward. When I get that, I'm like… Dude, are you seriously… like, are you like… Are you like seriously saying you, awkward
me,
or…
Me a you, confessional with my priest. That's his reply. Oh, that's awkward.
Like, you're not doing this in a… like a sarcastic way. You're literally doing the awkward thing. I mean…
It sends shivers down.
I can't believe there are actually people that do this though.
Still.
Like when someone says something like profound, they'll be like, yikes. And I'm like, huh? Give me another Winston Churchill quote.
Somebody who also didn't like him said, "Winston, you are drunk. And what's more, you are disgustingly drunk." And then he said, "Bessie, my dear, you are ugly. And what's more, you are disgustingly ugly. But tomorrow I shall be sober and you will still be disgustingly ugly."
Yikes.
Awkward.
Awkward. Oh my God, I'm getting goosebumps all over me because I'm disgusted by myself. Just like even you're pretending still, to do this.
Tomorrow you'll still be disgustingly awkward.
Yo, here are some Tupac quotes to make you feel better.
Oh, please. We need it.
"Death is not the greatest loss in life. The greatest loss in is…
lozenge?
Yo, I gotta get this… I gotta do this way better. Hold on. Death…
Oh my God.
Is not the greatest loss in life. The greatest loss is what dies inside while still alive. Never surrender."
Well, that's good.
Okay. Here's another one. "Whatever you see, you gotta keep a sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all the bullshit." Okay.
To the point he was.
And this is like my motto.
Oh, okay.
I will sometimes get called out by people around me. They're like, "How can you laugh? Like, how can you crack a joke at this moment?" And this was at my dad's funeral.
Okay.
I was crying 90% of the time, but the other 10%, I was seriously cracking jokes and like laughing. And also, in situations where like we're f***ed, you know, like when we're f***ed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll somehow be able to crack a joke and laugh, right? As if I'm floating somewhere looking at myself.
Yeah.
And being able to laugh at myself. And they'll be like, how can you possibly be smiling and laughing in this situation?
Yeah.
Right? And it's not like I'm making light of it at all. Of course not. But somehow I am able to find some profound humor in everything. And it helps me cope.
What is it? Comedy is tragedy.
Yeah, it helps me cope with it.
Yes, good coping mechanism.
Yeah, and I've mentioned this before, but like… a sibling of mine was like… going through some harsh things. And was asking like… you know, it was just like venting. And I said… imagine if there was a camera on you right now and this was a scene in a movie. Like, people would identify with you. And actually kind of think that what the situation you're in or you are beautiful. They might actually think that if we're watching this on a screen. But because it's not a movie, you feel like, you know, you feel like it's not going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the scene right before the turnaround, you know? And that's… Yikes.
I wanted to say it so bad. You saw it on my face, didn't you? I wanted to say yikes so bad.
And that is just… yikes.
You saw it, so you did it. So
okay.
I didn't seem like an ass. All right.
Okay. We probably in hell already. Oh, no, not this one. Not this one. Okay. I'm trying to stick to quotes that are going to make you feel better.
Oh, okay.
Okay? "Pay no mind to those who talk behind your back. It simply means that you are two steps ahead."
Ooh. That's cool.
I mean, even one step ahead is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll still be behind
but
you.
But two?
Yeah.
Do you have like a life mantra or quote that you live by? I know you said the other one was one of them. But is there like a thing that you kind of like a quote or saying that you either say to yourself or you find yourself always repeating to friends?
No.
Okay, cool, chill. Let's move on.
Yeah, I don't do that. If I was one of those people, yeah. Like, it'd be totally awkward. Yikes.
Yuckward.
But the thing is, there is one thought that I've always known and kept in mind, which in some weird way helps me. Like, I just know and well, not know, but I assume that life is supposed to be like a tragedy.
Mm.
You know? Because everyone dies. Right? And even if it's a natural, painless, you know, death after a fulfilling life, it's still sad to go and to leave behind loved ones, right? So, because I know that life is supposed to be a struggle, it's really hard to get me down in the dumps. Like, too long. My stomach's going crazy. It's really hard to, like, get me surprised by catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost as if that's my default state. And so I'm, that's why I'm able to crack a joke. Or to laugh at myself in that situation. You know?
Do you ever laugh because of how angry you get? Or like, yeah. Or you are? Yeah. I think that… I
laugh a lot.
If someone gives me like really bad news… Or like someone did something that like would make me really angry… I almost am like… Kind of like… Of course.
Yeah.
And just like…
yeah.
Of course.
I also laugh…
Why wouldn't they?
I laugh in the middle of crying.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be so sad… And I'll just be bawling my eyes out. And then eventually I'll be just laughing like a madman. And because in the middle of crying, I'm like, look at me crying like this. And I crack myself up.
Yeah.
Which is insane. And whenever someone's like, dude, like you obviously are okay. Or like, how can you be laughing right now, right? I want them to just go the fuck away. Right? Because yeah. They don't get to decide how I process pain.
Yeah.
Right? No one gets to decide for anyone else how they process pain. And to think that everyone needs to hurt the same way… is pretty fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, since Diane's yawning every time I say something important or
that's
something
my version
something
of awkward.
Meaningful, she's just flat out. She's not even hiding the yawn. She's just like looking at me straight and yawning. Okay. Yikes.
That's my quote.
Yo, Bruce Lee quotes are awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Have you ever just Googled Bruce Lee quotes?
No. You know what? I haven't.
You don't like Bruce Lee, huh?
No, I just haven't. My dad and my uncle, who were living in Burbank, California when they were like 10. Bruce Lee was really big in Hollywood at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were standing outside of a liquor store or something. Or a convenience store.
Your uncle?
Huh?
Your uncle?
Like convenience store. Like my dad and my uncle.
Okay. It was their time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was… They were standing outside just like hanging out loitering. And then a car pulled up and somebody was like… Do you guys want to be in a commercial? You have to do like martial arts like Bruce Lee. And my dad was like, hell yeah. And my grandpa was like, hell no. Get away from this man. And like snatched them by the back of their collars away. But he was like… That was such a funny thing.
Yeah. Everyone wanted us to be Bruce Lee.
And yet, you were all taekwondos.
But his quotes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his quotes are amazing.
Prove it.
The more we value things, the less we value ourselves. This one didn't get you?
No. Right.
Well, there's
you
more.
You know what? A lot
there's
of his quotes,
more coming.
They're so good that when they said it, that I think they got passed around so much that I've heard these. So there's no like, oh.
Okay, here's one. I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times.
Yeah. It also means his punch is weak.
This is, well, this is another way to say put in your 10,000 hours, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like sometimes you feel like shit because you feel like you had a dream.
Yeah.
You had a passion and you've been working at it, but you feel like it's not going anywhere. You feel like you're not, like your skill's not elevating. And every day for like the last 2 years, you've been, you know, for example, if you want to be a writer, you've been writing every single day, but you don't feel like you're getting any better, right? But I guarantee you, you are getting better.
Mm.
If you put in the hours and if you do the same thing over and over again, no matter what it is, you'll get good at it. Unfortunately, one of those things is being lazy.
Mm.
If that's what you're doing day in, day out,
yeah.
You are unfortunately working very hard at becoming lazy.
Yeah.
And one day you'll be the master of it. Just like how Diane tuned out again.
No, I heard
like
that.
A minute and a half ago.
No.
And he's like, I'm so tired. I want crazy nose.
No.
My stomach is going crazy
today.
Are
you hungry?
I don't know.
Order food.
Yikes.
I'll order food.
All right. Here's another masterful quote. Don't fear failure. Not failure, but low aim is the crime. In great attempts, it is glorious even to fail.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah. And it's true.
Aim high.
Wow, Diane, like, are you like even trying to sound like you care? Because you're like, ah, that's a good one.
I'm sure there's quotes I like. No, I'm sure there's one that'll like hit me. But I think it's like I said, I think genuinely because these quotes were so great when they were said that they've been repeated in many ways.
And they become cliche.
That I've heard it, you know, so that the first impact isn't necessarily there.
You know the Bruce Lee like become water quote though, right?
Water quote?
The become water. Okay, you have to just hear it from the man himself.
Okay, so let's wait.
Okay. This is one of my favorite quotes. And just the way he says it.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
You still think of yourself Chinese or do you ever think of yourself as North American?
You know what I want to think of myself? As a human being. Because, I mean, I don't want to sound like, you know, as Confucius say. But under the sky, under the heaven, man, there is but one family. It just so happened, man, that people are different.
Mm.
Wait, this isn't the quote. Hold on.
That was a good one, though.
I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Like that, you see?
I see.
He just came up with that to an answer to a question?
Well, he was talking about something that he learned. But like, it's true though, right? Like water is the most peaceful, is one of the most peaceful like elements, right? Like you look at the sea, the gentle like sea sometimes and it gives you peace. But also the sea can be raging. It can like, it can destroy, you know, cities. And that's the amazing thing about water.
Yeah.
And that's human nature as well, right? We can be gentle, like the morning, you know, like morning sea on a very like a calm little day.
Pond.
Yeah. Or we can be like the raging waves. We can be destructive as well. And what kind of water you decide to be at every moment defines you, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know. This is a very famous like moment of like Bruce Lee.
Yeah, no, that
it's
was
like
really
a classic
good.
Moment. But you know, I like it. And if anybody's like, yikes, or awkward,
you'll give them that like 10,000 practice.
They'll be like, can I just drink some water, please? Then I don't know. I have no use for you. Like, in my life, at least.
Okay.
So Diane's been looking for her own quotes to throw out instead of listening to any of mine. So let's see what awesome quotes you have, Diane.
Okay. Here's one. Sweet balance, yoksam branch, sous-vide pork salad. See, I'm looking at food.
Yikes.
I was looking at food.
Awkward.
Why are you looking at food
while I'm talking about Bruce Lee?
I thought you said you were hungry. And I was like, should we order food?
I thought you were looking for quotes.
I was looking for salads.
Wow, Diane. This episode is what I do when I feel like shit part two. And
I'm crying.
You are completely like… You don't even care at all.
No, I teapot water.
You're like the friend where like… You're like the friend when you're like… Oh my god, I am going through this thing. And I'm so depressed right now. I'm so sad. And then the person is crying. And you're the friend who's like listening. But like also looking for food on their phone. And just pretending to listen.
No, I had a friend who is very typical like LA Valley girl.
Uh-huh.
And we would have lunch and you could tell her anything. It could be the most like lame, boring thing or it could be the craziest story. Mm-hmm. Her reaction will always be looking at phone, notice you finish speaking, turn her phone down, goes, oh my god, that's crazy. I'm not friends with her anymore, but I remember that happening a lot.
My wife does that to me all the time.
Really? Well, she actually has crazy stories.
Yeah, like she'll always be… I'll be saying something. I'll be like, oh my god. So I went to the studio and like Tukas was like doing this. And I was like, yeah. In the Mithras, like… And I was like, oh, I'm like… And then she's like looking at her phone. And she's like, oh, don't worry. I'm listening. Right?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm listening. Don't worry. And then she's like looking at her phone. And then I'll finish… She'll realize I finished talking. And she'll be like… Wow, 진짜? And I will know immediately she didn't hear a single thing.
Yeah, it drove me crazy how she wasn't aware that's what she was doing. I couldn't…
Oh, that's crazy.
No, it was literally… Oh my god, that's crazy. That's crazy. And look at me and I'd be like, you know what? Yeah, it is crazy. It's fucking insane, dude. Like, and then when she thinks I have like more to say, the phone goes like turns back up, you know, and gets her attention again. And I'm like, how is it that when I'm done talking is when you put the phone down? It's insane. That's fucking crazy.
Yikes.
I could quote her so many… She just always goes like… Oh my god, no way. Do you know people like this?
Yes, I do. Of course I know people like that.
But this is like… I feel like this is like a stereotypical like LA thing. Are people like
no.
this in Korea too?
Yo, I went to an international school.
Oh.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh my god. Yeah, but I went to an international school. So of course, we had, you know, people that did that.
Okay.
We just didn't have phones.
So they were really not listening.
They'll be looking
at
their pager.
Choosing to not listen to you.
They'll be looking at their pager.
Uh-huh.
Or just like looking through you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or looking at their fries or something. You know, at least the phone.
Yeah.
You know they're engaged with something.
I did tell you another thing this friend said. We were eating. We were out. We hadn't seen her. And we actually, like, it was like there was three of us. Like, me and this friend and that girl. We hadn't spoken in a while because they're actually having some kind of, like, argument. And we're trying to, like, make amends with, like, having this lunch. And so we're catching up with her. And we're, like, telling her, you know, like, this has been our life since we've last seen you and stuff. She's staring at her soy sauce packet or bottle or something. And she was looking at it. And we, like, finished speaking. And she notices we stopped talking. And she goes, oh my God, soy sauce is 6 calories. I could not. And we were like, bro, no way. No way. You did not actually respond like that.
Oh my God. I want to do something with this person. I want to do a podcast with this person.
Put this person in a room with two cuts and see what happens.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Like, oh, you can't interrogate her. Imagine her, this kind of person, in an interrogation room. Uh-huh. You'd get nothing. You would get nothing out of her. You would be like, we have your parents and we will, like, hurt them if you don't tell us the
and,
truth.
And they're just looking at the wall.
She
and they're
like, wait, no way. Really? Like,
really?
She'd be like, for real? Wait. Oh my God. Okay. Just so weirdly monotone and
unbreakable. She's just unbreakable.
She is the wall she is staring at.
Dude, I want her to be.
Every wall she sees is a mirror.
I want her to be a superhero. Okay. Where her only power is she's unbreakable. Okay. She's like, oh wow, that's crazy.
So, like, the villain gives, like, that always that, you know, Thanos, big long monologue.
Thanos is like, Thanos is like,
about to snap.
We need to have balance. I took away half of civilization and we had full stomachs. And now this wretched civilization must be halved. And she's just like,
Oh my God.
Oh my God, no way.
I feel like he would snap, right? And he'd be like, half of the universe is gone.
Is actually gone.
And she just goes, she like kind of like, first of all, has to notice Thanos has finished speaking.
Yeah.
This entire time she has not noticed.
Yeah, she's been waiting. She's like on her phone. Thanos is still speaking, right? She's like, Thanos snaps and suddenly there's quiet because half of civilization is gone. She notices the silence. Looks up and is like,
she's probably like, no, that's insane. No, that's insane. No, you're right. Like, what the?
And Thanos is just like,
that, I mean, yes.
And then Thanos snaps again and he disappears. He's like, I gotta get out of here. It's like, yikes. Awkward.
Iron Man lives, but for what? For this girl to non-react to everything you say to her.
Oh my God. See, I feel better already.
There you go. I quote her.
Yeah, I feel better.
Who is Bruce Lee against so-and-so in my brain?
Yeah, you're not going to say her name.
I can't.
Yeah, you can't say her name. Yeah. But she knows damn well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But does she know? Because she's probably not paying attention right now. She's like, oh, that was the biggest irony of this podcast episode, though.
Yeah.
Of today's episode, though, is that it ended with you describing a friend who doesn't pay attention, doesn't listen to her friend talking, and just looks at her phone, and then gives half-assed, soulless reactions like, "Oh, that's a good one," and that friend turns out to be you.
Yeah.
Diane.
She's morphed into me.
Yeah, it's actually just you. Yeah. You're doing the exact same thing to me. Anyways, guys, since it's become very awkward in here. Yikes.
Singing shoulders are to his ears.
I'll be back next week with some more great content. But until next week, I want you guys all to feel better. And if any of the quotes from the Tableau podcast help you, I'm glad that we're here. Okay? We love you. Please feel better. You deserve it. Bye-bye.